I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But it's funny, a lot of Grizzlies fans are probably going to be watching that saying, this is the kind of question we seem to always wind up having with Marc Gasol, was, you know, when there comes a time when we really need you to be somebody taking 15 shots and scoring 25 points because you absolutely can do it, independent of matchup, but certainly in this matchup, is he going to be willing to do that if it means sort of shifting things away? So to some degree, that's a salesman job for Nick Nurse, saying, you know, this is the best way to serve the team, and, you know, is that going to be something Nick Gasol is going to be willing to do? I think it's going to be a fascinating thing to watch, especially because he knows, like, the way I play and the way we get sort of as far as we need to go is through Kawhi and through sharing and everything else. But, you know, for this in particular game and this particular matchup, you might need to see a little bit more selfish Mark, and we know that's not what he's always most comfortable with.
Dan, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Take care.
That is Dan Devine, your man Devine, on Twitter, and read his stuff over at The Ringer. We are late to Chris Harrington. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies and what's happening in Memphis in May. When we return, it's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Got a stuffy nose or sore throat? Visit MedPost Urgent Care in partnership with St. Francis Hospital. Whether you've got a stuffy nose, sore throat, or need a few stitches, MedPost Urgent Care is open 7 days a week. Proud partner of St. Francis Hospital.
Get in the game. The Lotto America jackpot is now over $19 million. And with tickets just $1, make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tonight.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
So it's time for your Unicorn Cash. Cash code on the Jeff Calkins Show. The word is GUM. Text GUM, G-U-M. Text GUM, G-U-M to 72881 here in the next 57 minutes. And you're automatically entered for a chance to win $1,000. Again, that's GUM, G-U-M. GUM, G-U-M, to 72881. Data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is 11 o'clock on the Jason and John Show when John Mills will give you another Unicorn Cash code. Text GUM, G-U-M, GUM, G-U-M, to 72881, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., Unicorn Cash, right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Run, run, run away.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what is this that we're listening to?
That's Warrior by Patti Smyth, pop hit from the mid-80s, in honor of the Golden State Warriors who moved out to a 2-0 lead in their series with the Rockets.
You said in game one you thought they looked vulnerable, a little less vulnerable last night. What's your analysis? I'm depressed, I'll be honest. Go ahead.
I can't get that worked up about cheering for the Houston Rockets. I don't really have an emotional connection to the outcome of that series. I think the Warriors look vulnerable in the context of what they've been.
Right.
I still would have picked them to win the series. I'll pick them to win any individual series they're in. I just, was not necessarily picking them against the entire field. They're up 2-0 after two games at home. I mean, both games were single-digit games. They've not been blowouts. And you had, the foul stuff in the game one and the James Harden's eye injury in game two. And so, maybe those are excuses, but it doesn't feel like the Rockets are throwing their best pitch yet. And so they got to do that at home. They got to go back home and even it up and make it a best of three. Maybe they'll do that, maybe they won't. But I do think, if anything, we're getting out of the playoffs for the Warriors. And Kevin Durant didn't have the best game of his life last night. But I think if you're doing a player power ranking for the playoffs, I think Kevin Durant maybe is the number one guy right now.
Right. Yes. No, I think, yes, Kevin Durant's the number one guy. And it is interesting. I asked Dan Devine about this. If Kevin Durant leaves, I just think it'll be fascinating. I think it is what I most want. Well, what I most want is Zion Williamson to come to the Grizzlies. That's what I most want. That's what I most want to happen. But well, I think league-wide, what I most want is Durant to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And go east. I don't really want him to go to the Clippers. I certainly don't want him to go to the Lakers. But I think from a non-Grizzly standpoint, in terms of things that are not about the Grizzlies, I agree. I think Kevin Durant going east would be the best for general NBA interest. I think it would balance out star power in the conferences. It would take away the super team. It would just lend a lot more intrigue to the entire operation if we get him going to New York, like everyone thinks he will.
And don't you think if you asked the commissioner that's what he would want?
Oh, yeah. I mean, New York hasn't, other than like a little blip here and there, New York hasn't been good for decades. And so, from the league standpoint, like having a good team in New York and having one of your signature stars with the Knicks, I think would be good. And I think, and even from the perspective of someone who doesn't care whether big markets are good, I just think it would make the league more interesting to have, Kevin Durant and Kemba Walker or Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving or whatever, in the Knicks. And then you would have... You would still have separation. You wouldn't have parity in the NBA, but you wouldn't have, one team with two of the five best players and four all-stars on it, right?
Right. Yes. Exactly. Okay. Power ranking during the regular season of players, you had Giannis 1. He was better last night with 29 points, and Milwaukee evens it up. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think you should have been expecting a game like that out of Milwaukee. When you lose, it's sort of like Toronto in game two after they had lost to Orlando in the first round. When you lose game one at home, you better have an enormous effort in game two at home. I mean, that's sort of to be expected, and that's what they got. That's what you got from them. I still think, I know that was a blowout in game, last night for Milwaukee. I still think that series looks like a 6 or 7 game series, and I'm picking Milwaukee to win it. But I think it looks like it's not a case like that Toronto-Orlando series where, the higher seed gets the wake-up call in game one and then rolls. That's not what I expect to happen.
Right.
I think it'll be a good competitive 6 or 7 game series. But I think Giannis, Ty goes to the best player typically in an NBA playoff series. And I think clearly Milwaukee has the best player.
All right. The Grizzlies reportedly interviewed a coaching candidate, Alex Jensen, from Utah. What do you think?
Yeah, I've got a notebook that will be up shortly after the show on that. I've been in a writing coma the past 3 days, writing about 10,000 words on the history of Memphis music. But I finished that this morning, so I can get back to the Grizzlies. Jensen's someone who's been on the radar for a long time. And it was, interestingly enough, you know, I had Kevin Artemis on the podcast last week, and he's been doing these annual coaching,
right,
scouting the next NBA head coaches columns for years for ESPN. The one he did in 2013, he did seven names. The first four were David Fizdale, then an assistant with Miami, Dave Yeager, then an assistant with the Grizzlies, Fred Hoiberg, who I think was in college at the time, and the Steve Kerr, who was on TV, all obviously became NBA head coaches. The fifth name on that list is Alex Jensen, who was then a 35-year-old head coach of the camp charge of the NBA Developmental League. And so,
wow,
Jensen has been on the radar as like a very highly regarded young coach and potential NBA head coach for years now. He was also in that column again in 2017, but he was in it prominently back in 2013 when he was 35 years old. And he's being interviewed by the Cleveland Cavs as well. So he's in the mix. What I like about it, I'm wary of the hot young assistant, because we've been down that road so many times.
Right.
But I have always been persuaded by, and I wrote about this when Dave Yeager got the job for the Grizzlies. This is not new to me. I'm persuaded by the idea of successful head coaching experiences in other professional leagues. I think there's a track record there more so than there is head coaching experience in college. You look back, George Karl, Phil Jackson, Flip Saunders were all successful coaches in the CBA. Dave Yeager, a successful head coach in the D League. Mike D'Antoni, a successful head coach overseas. So I think there is a track record of professional head coach experience translating, even if it's not in the NBA. And so Jensen was the G League Coach of the Year, or D League, I guess, at the time, Coach of the Year, his last year there before joining the Utah Jazz. And so he's a highly regarded assistant from a tactical standpoint, which is what they said they wanted. He does have some head coaching experience and successful head coaching experience at a lower level. And he's had a playing career. I mean, he was a significant player in college on the Utah team that went to the national championship game. He played 7 years professionally overseas. And so, not an NBA player, but he's got that playing background too. And so you put everything together, he has all the markings of a really, really good head coaching candidate. But, of course, what we've learned in the past is being a great head coaching candidate does not make you a great head coach.
Right. Do you think – well, first of all, it strikes me that he is a – looking back at what Zach Kleiman said and Jason Wexler said, what they were looking for, the first thing they said was sort of smart tactically, right? That's what the
right.
That's the first thing they said. And then they said developmentally. And he – I obviously don't know him at all, but he seems to be – people talk about him being smart tactically. And then, of course, they give him credit for Rudy Gobert, and I got no idea. No one is. It's like giving Mark Ivoroni credit for for the Suns. Who the heck knows?
Amari Stoudemire.
Right. Who knows how much credit we should give him for
right.
Rudy Gobert? But I do. He fits at least the profile. Plus, honestly, with the kind of team that they're building, it doesn't surprise me that they want assistant rather than a head coach who might hit. I don't mean this pejoratively, but might not fit seamlessly into what they're trying to build because they bring their own thing.
It sort of fits the front office thing. And, I mean, I'd had someone tell me, when they elevated Zach Kleiman, and I think I said this on the show, but someone, connected to the organization said to me, we can't go hire Sam Presti, so we'll make our own. And you can sort of draw the same parallel to the head coaching situation, right? You can't go hire, whoever named your head coach or Rick Carlisle or whoever, make your own. Well, they tried to do that in the past, right? They tried to make their own with Ivoroni and make their own with Fizdale. But it does sort of feel like this is not a situation – I don't even know who, the big-name experienced head coach would be at this point, Jeff Van Gundy or whatever. Does Mike Brown even count? But it does seem like a situation where it is not a job that's going to be terribly attractive to experienced coaches who have options. And also, I mean, Para has sort of shown he's willing to spend money in any which way, but you wonder what kind of budget they want to really have for a head coach right now.
Right. You also, it's funny, we've looked at the hot young assistant and said, yeah, that doesn't work particularly, But you look around the league. Kenny Atkinson was a hot young assistant.
Yeah,
before,
there's like, no
Brett Brown. Brett Brown was a hot young assistant. I mean, there's plenty of good hot. Budenholzer, before he became a hot head coach,
right,
who was on the market, was a hot assistant who was on the market. Like, there's a lot of hot assistants who play out, right?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, everybody has to get their first job sometime, and there's no real trend for what works and what doesn't. It's all individual people and individual situations, and so if a hire doesn't work out, it tends to get ascribed to what kind of hire it was, right? Well, that didn't work out. They hired a retread. What do you expect? He didn't work out because he's a retread. Or, right, oh, that didn't work. He had no previous head coaching experience. What do you expect to hire a guy with no previous head coaching experience?
Right.
And it's all individual situations.
Right. That didn't work out because they didn't do a league-wide search or whatever else. Yes. Okay. Anything else going to be that you can tease in the notebook, or is it mostly a coaching notebook?
No, I mean, that's really the only news at this point. We're sort of waiting around for the lottery, really.
Yeah, we are kind of just waiting around until the lottery. All right, it is also May 1st. You used to do, was it the Daily Memphian or was it at the CA that you used to do what is happening in, it used to be part of your 901, what is happening in the month of blank, right?
Yeah, that was something. I mean, I had to come up with something every day. So, I mean, that was something I could schedule in once a month. And so, yeah, I did that at the 901.
All right. Among the things, though, that are mentioned in the Daily Memphian's sort of calendar that we do, the Weekly Memphian, Hustle and Flow at the Malco Paradiso. That's tonight? Is that tonight?
Yeah, that's tonight. I'm not sure if they have their tickets left. As of yesterday, they were still promoting it. But they're going to show Hustle and Flow, and Craig Brewer and Al Capone are going to be there as part of sort of a Q&A. And it's sort of now become sort of, you know, unintentionally, sadly, a little bit of a Memphis wake for John Singleton,
right,
who was the producer of that movie. And so I'm sure there will be a lot of memories, a lot of talk on that front.
And then Memphis, the Beale Street Music Festival this weekend. What are your plans for that?
I have none. I am bowing out on that. I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I've spent the last week working on one thing,
right,
which was originally going to publish on Monday, which is why I was getting it done today. But now they're going to push it back a week. And I've been in a writing coma, and so I can barely see outside right now.
Who would you see? What do you think of this? It's Cardi B, The Killers, Dave Matthews Band. I mean, obviously the lineup. Every lineup has strengths and weaknesses. Your thoughts?
I mean, live hip hop, especially in that kind of setting, can be pretty spotty. But I mean, Cardi B is who I would want to see, and you know, I think her album is great. Whether that'll be a great live thing, I have no idea. Khalid, who's a younger R&B guy, I like a lot. And then some of the more actually bluesier stuff, Gary Clark Jr., Betty LaVette, those are people I would see.
Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. We will take a break. When we come back, ESPN. Well, I'll tell you what. I got some comings. I got some goings. And I got some stayings that I need to review with you, Jeffrey, including ESPN's new has a Monday Night Football team out, their broadcast team out. We'll talk about all of that and more when we return. Jeff Cockinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 11 a.m.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders, even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome. Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advance Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advance Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advance Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions applying to business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I got some news about Tennessee basketball. Rick Barnes. There's a new report. There is a new report, according to the LA Times.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing because the report that Rick Barnes offered up, which is that he would have taken the job had he gotten the buyout offer, right?
Correct.
That made him, let's be honest, look bad, right?
Yeah. Just,
it made him look, you were like, well, that's not good.
It seemed unnecessary.
Like, why the hell is he saying that?
Right.
Like, just say, I love Tennessee. Like, we went through this, right? Weirdly enough.
It was an honor to be mentioned with that job, but I'm the head coach of Tennessee basketball, and we're moving on.
Weirdly enough, the new report makes him look worse.
The fact that he had taken the job?
Here's what happened. Here, let me give you the new report. The new report is Rick Barnes didn't leave Tennessee basketball for UCLA in early April because of a snag in buyout negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what the Vols coach said on April 16th, which is blah, 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 blah. The LA Times documented a different version of the events that led to Barnes remaining at UT and Mick Cronin being hired at UCLA. According to Ben Bolch, in a story published in Tuesday's newspaper, Barnes agreed to terms with the Bruins to come become their next basketball coach. It was just about $6 million annually, and they would cover the buyout.
Really?
Yes. And then, his representatives contacted UCLA in search of more money.
I thought he didn't have representation.
And then UCLA backed off because he had reached a deal.
With Tennessee?
No, because he had already reached a deal with UCLA.
So we said, hey, we already had a deal.
Here's our deal. You're going to get paid this amount of money.
And we're going to cover the buyout.
We're going to cover the buyout. You're coming, right? And he said, yeah, right, done. And then he came back and said, yeah, give me more money, at least according to the LA Times version of the deal. Who would have imagined that there is a version of this that would have made Rick Barnes, let's be honest, the first one made him look honest. It just wouldn't have thought you would have endeared him to Tennessee fans.
Correct.
Right? This one is kind of weird.
Yeah, the thing that has struck me about all of the Rick Barnes news is it seems to me that...
What did he want?
I don't know if he wanted more money for his assistants. I don't know if perhaps maybe his relationship with Phil Fulmer isn't great. I mean, keep in mind, Phil Fulmer's not the AD that hired him. That's kind of where I keep leaning, that perhaps that is the crux of the problem.
But why didn't he then take it? This is my point. If they literally, and why did he then say, if this is true, why didn't he then say, why did he say they weren't going to cover the buyout if they were going to cover the buyout, and why didn't he take it? Because he didn't want to say, you know what, I reached a deal with them, but then I wanted more money. But sometimes when you ask more money, it's because you don't really want to take the deal.
Correct.
He didn't want to go, but then why would he say I would have gone but for the buyout? That makes no sense.
My only conclusion that I can reach is that is to put some type of pressure on Tennessee, or perhaps maybe you're letting everyone else know, hey, if a job comes open this year, I am available. I don't know why you'd have to do that publicly.
Here's the actual from the LA Times actual story. After a series of back and forth discussions, Barnes agreed to take the job for just short of $6 million per season, with the Bruins footing his $5 million buyout, according to two people familiar with the talks. But Barnes subsequently had a representative contact UCLA asking for more money. UCLA pulled out of the discussions at that point, even after Barnes said he would accept the previously agreed upon terms in an attempt to salvage the deal. Barnes told reporters in the following days that he momentarily thought he was going to become the Bruins coach and that he would hold up and be unwilling to pay the buyout. So the picture is really unattractive. The picture is he agreed to a deal, $6 million a year,
yep,
almost, and would cover the buyout.
Right, then he reneged on the deal.
He then went back and said, you know what, make it whatever, $6.5 million a year. They said, yeah, Rick, sorry. So then he hung up the phone, and then he called back and he said, yeah, okay, I'll take it. And they said, yeah, Rick, sorry.
Correct.
And so then he's stuck at Tennessee. And I'm not saying you should consider Tennessee being stuck at Tennessee for Tennessee fans out there, but this is the way this story is.
Correct.
And that is not a, what the hell?
That
suggests like he just wants more money. That's what he was just trying to play this for more money. He wanted the job, but he wanted as much money as he could possibly get, and he bungled it. That's what it suggests, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it suggests. I'll tell you what also, though, I find fascinating about this is you presume, with it being the LA Times, most of the reporting's probably coming from UCLA
sources.
UCLA sources.
Who are trying to make them
right,
look the best.
So they're going to tell...
They're trying to make Rick look bad, and they're trying to make themselves look the best.
But I would also ask, why are you doing this? You're already... Does it not seem awkward for Mick Cronin? It feels like you're undercutting Mick Cronin.
Well, no, because in the end, in the end, according to this story, you told Rick Barnes to get lost. In the end,
yeah,
Rick wanted the job, and you told him to get lost.
But doesn't it make it seem like...
I mean, everybody knows you talked to Rick Barnes that he wasn't the first person on their list. I think what they're doing here is fairly or not, and honestly or not. You're exactly right. These are probably UCLA sources. They're trashing Rick Barnes.
But does it not make them seem like they're hung up on Rick Barnes? Like,
no, it makes them seem like they're greedy. It makes them seem like they're just, I mean, hey, it's too, if this is a very long story.
For
okay?
sure, yes.
It's a very long story, and there's two paragraphs buried in the middle of it about Rick Barnes.
Yes.
This story is not about Rick Barnes.
Right.
It just
it's about
deals
the coaching.
With,
it's about the entire
It's about
coaching.
How the whole thing
exactly.
unfolded. It's about Calipari,
yes.
and it's about everything. And Rick Barnes was just part of it. It does mean, it makes it seem like, yeah, Rick wanted this job. In the end, we didn't give it to him. They went out of their way to trash Rick Barnes. And maybe that's not, maybe it's not honest. Maybe that's not what happened. Maybe Rick Barnes' view is what happened. But it's certainly a different view than we are getting from the UCLA, as you're exactly right, it's probably UCLA sources who are trashing Rick Barnes. All right. I said I have some comings and goings that I wanted to ask you about. First, staying exactly the same, Monday Night Football is going to go with Joe Tessitore. Obviously, Jason Witten has returned
Correct.
To play more football, so he's going to be gone. But Booger McFarland, who was part of the deal last year, he is going to be the analyst with Joe Tessitore, and Lisa Salters will be the sideline reporter, and they'll have John Perry, who's the former NFL referee, who's going to be the officiating analyst. But it basically, Tessitore and McFarland, there's no Peyton, there's no big fish, there's no
Correct.
Huge there's... shakeup. They're saying Tessitore and McFarland, good.
To me, didn't it seem like to you that they kind of punted and, hey, we don't have a bad team, you know, let's just kind of punt, because I'm willing to bet, I know reports are out there now that Tony Romo's contract at CBS is up after this season. He's currently paid $3 million. You gotta presume it is going to be awesome to be Tony Romo's agent coming up after this football season, because early reports are he can start the bidding at $10 million. So it almost felt like with Witten leaving them at the time that he did, which was after the season, oftentimes when you know you're going to make a change, you want to be way out in front and kind of have it lined up. It almost felt like they took the Hail Mary on Peyton Manning, and that was just never going to happen. So
you think they're basically doing what the Dolphins were going to do before Josh Rosen.
Correct.
They got Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback, and they're waiting for Tua.
Correct.
And Tua, in this case, is Tony Romo, and they're saying, we'll just go with what we got here, and we'll wait for a year.
Or if it's not Tony Romo, okay, there's the questions of, well, Drew Brees is 40. Is this his last season? Will he keep playing? Drew Brees is going to be a highly sought-after
Is he going to be
booth
good?
Guy. I think he's going to be good, because he's...
You've got to have a little bit of a... You can't be vanilla.
No, he's not, but...
And he's not. Is
also,
he
if you, comes... like, Drew Brees, like, Drew Brees is a regular on, like, the Dan Patrick Show, and, like, I've seen him on that, and he's always good on that. He's actually a pretty underrated storyteller. I like the way that he communicates football. I think he'll be good. I don't know if he's going to be groundbreaking. Like, I do think Romo's the biggest thing in broadcasting since probably Madden.
Right.
Wouldn't you say that's fair? I think the other flip side of it is okay, is someone going to, you know, I promise this is not needling you, but Tom Brady's not going to play football forever, we presume. Is Tom Brady going to be the guy that everyone's going to want to go after?
Like, that's a hard one. It's because he's not likable. People don't like Tom Brady, but maybe they would in that context, once he's not beating their ass.
Correct.
And maybe he would. I just can't see Tom Brady doing that.
I don't think he will, because...
He's just going to be rich Tom Brady. And
well, I mean, Peyton Manning isn't chairs. Doing this.
Right, exactly. I don't think so. Okay, second departure, ESPN The Magazine folding.
Yes.
I'll be honest, the people who worked there loved ESPN The Magazine. Mm-hmm. Like, Ray Thompson worked there at one point, and I mean, it produced...
Kevin Van Valkenburgh.
Great magazine stories. And at a time when people weren't investing in long-form journalism, it was... But I don't like to see any journalism and a journalistic enterprise go under. But I have to say, it always felt to me like It was always kind of an afterthought. It was what, and you got it free if you subscribed, you know, to ESPN Insider kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And
so people, if you wanted,
I mean, was it ever? It never was what SI once was.
No,
not close.
Like they tried their original gimmick was the bigger paper.
Oh, yeah, it was a big.
Remember,
big,
like it
yeah,
was
big. It was big.
And so, like that was their original gimmick, and then I think it just became a staple of. If you wanted to get ESPN Insider, you just got it. The thing that struck me about it, according to the Sports Business Journal's report, that it's been losing money consistently for multiple years. It did not specify the length of time.
Magazines have, because people don't advertise it anymore. Correct. Because people don't, you know, it's...
I think my bigger conclusion yesterday was, and maybe this is just, I don't know, maybe it's a sign of the times or whatnot, it was almost like I couldn't believe that this didn't happen sooner.
Right.
Because on
it's
top
still
of that,
around. Right? He's still alive, right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like the dead or alive game. It's like, well, ESPN magazine. Who knew? Unless you have like ESPN Insider, and that thing's coming in your mail. Who knew? I do think what's interesting is I almost think they hurt their business model because all of the great stories that they did, their in-depth stuff,
right?
It would go
online.
Well, it'd go live on ESPN.com, right. And you could. Most of the time, read it for free.
I mean, let's be honest. It's why the Daily Memphian is a digital-only product now.
Yes,
like you at some point you deal with reality. Yes, I liked having the magazine. Once upon a time, I liked having Sports Illustrated come, and I'd wait for Sports Illustrated, and you'd see who the cover. You know, you don't have a quote unquote cover the same. You know, you can't frame the Daily Memphian and put it up on the in the men's room, right?
Completely.
And
agree.
So,
or your den, your
right,
man cave,
right? Your man cave. So there are disadvantages,
or your woman
and
cave.
We all sort of, a lot of people sort of pine for those days, and I'm one of them. But I also acknowledge that time marches on, and everyone reads now. They don't even read on their laptop; they read on their phones and
tablets.
They read on their phones and they're on their tablets, and that's how it happens. That's why the Daily Memphian is digital only. So I can't exactly complain about the ESPN going to digital only. That's how people consume things now. They can consume it digital only. It is funny because this is coming. There was a report yesterday or 2 days ago recently that Amazon Prime is going to – right now you get free Amazon Prime shipping if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Correct.
An astonishing number of Amazon Prime members. It was something like – do you have Amazon Prime?
Of course.
Amazon Prime number
nothing quite like that random Amazon box that you didn't remember ordering showing up.
103 million people have Amazon Prime.
Third of the country.
Which is incredible. Now, that's a third. Anyway, they're going from two-day delivery to one-day delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have mixed feelings about all this because on the one hand, and Gary talks about this all the time. He doesn't have to leave his house. He can get Amazon Prime delivered, right?
Sure.
And you can sit there and you don't have to get a newspaper or a magazine because it's all showing up on your tablet, et cetera. The problem is, though,
for God's sakes, fast food now can show up on your doorstep.
Is that all the money is being scooped up by Amazon instead of going to your local stores? All of the money, which once it was bookstores that were first eviscerated by Amazon, but now it's like anything. You've got a dishwasher from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, Gary's talks about it. He buys what you would normally buy, like your deodorant, your toothpaste, toilet paper. Like
Target
just,
or wherever else
right.
at Amazon. And so so it's eviscerating. It's inconvenient for all of us. And the reason it does well is because
– there's a market for it.
It's because we love it. It's convenient and it's – I mean, I placed an Amazon order last night.
Proud of you.
And it's coming tomorrow. And that's great. But I could have instead gotten in my car and gone to shop in Memphis, Tennessee, and supported Memphis businesses and bought the stuff from Memphis businesses. Instead, I didn't. I went on and because it's easy. I was sitting in my couch. It was 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
The stores weren't open then, whatever else. So then,
and your couch.
But then, it's secondly, yeah.
There.
Oh, speaking of which, so so then the second thing is, and this is applies to Facebook and Google and everything else, is they're scooping up all the advertising money, and so all of the local newspapers and magazines and whatever else are going out of business because all the advertising money is being scooped up by. By these aggregators and whatever that don't literally produce content at all. They just steal other people's content or distribute or whatever, make available. And it is
gutting. They put a link in.
It is gutting. In many ways, it's gutting the economy. It's hollowing out the economy. It's hollowing out democracy. And so while we're on this topic, also yesterday, the state of Tennessee, it still needs to be signed, but became the first state to okay online betting.
Yes.
What's the significance of this?
I think this is a bigger deal than...
Speaking of not leaving your couch, right?
I think this is a bigger deal than the sportsbook in Tunica's, the sportsbooks that have opened up we've seen recently. I think this is a significantly bigger deal because I was always curious about the amount of success that sportsbooks would have because...
Right, we discussed this. They're limited because you've got to go there, and they're sort of fun to do once in a while, but in the end, people want to bet. You want to bet from your couch.
At that point, it's a novelty thing, and in any business...
So what will this mean, though? This will mean that you can log on to TennesseeBets.com, and you'll be able to do it from Indiana? So literally the whole country can now bet, and Tennessee gets to tax this somehow? How is this going to work?
I'm unclear on whether or not you'll be using an online, like, for instance, if now the sportsbook at Horseshoe now sets up an online betting portal and you bet through them, and then they're like whatever tax revenue then goes, if the bet was placed through your phone, then the book at Horseshoe.
I don't understand if the goal was to bring in money to your state. I don't understand why every state didn't do this.
I think like most problems, it's political. Correct.
Will you start vote? Will you start? Or will you use your? When you invest, how do you invest now?
Mm-hmm. I have a financial planner.
You have a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
A local actual person.
Yes, local human being.
Have you met in person? This
not in person. No. I'd prefer not to meet this person.
You never meet the person.
Yeah.
The money is wired back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a local person.
Correct.
Do you know the person's full name?
No.
You don't know the person's full... Do you know the person's... Any part of the person's actual name? Like he could be named
Red.
Yeah,
I presume his first name is...
It's the name that he goes by?
Correct. It is...
But
it does
not
sound like
a nickname. Actual name.
Correct.
How do you bet? Like, what's on the...
So the way that
with a text, I mean, not bet. How do you get your how do you make your investments?
So the way that most financial planners operate is they will use a host website, not a website that they founded, but there's several of them, like BetWC, SafeBet365. It's this giant portal that you go to, and they'll list the lines for you. And essentially, what happens is the financial advisor then gets the list of plays that were made, the amount of money that was either won or lost, and then there's a payout structure. And usually the way that it works is you start with X amount of dollars in line of credit.
I said, but it's not done personally. This isn't, you don't text Joe.
No,
and say,
it's not
Joe,
like the old.
I want $20.
No, it's not like the good old days.
Tax to win the Derby.
It's not like the good old days where you would call in. You'd call in and say, "Okay,
it's done on a neutral site."
Correct. I want Texas minus seven, or
I see.
I want a trifecta
it's
box this
how
weekend.
Naive I am. It's amazing how naive I am. Okay, and then the final thing in terms of comings and goings and developments, Butterfinger.
Ah,
have you heard the news about Butterfinger?
What is the news about Butterfinger?
What's your position on Butterfinger right now?
Apathetic?
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't eat a lot of candy anymore, but I love the Butterfinger. I love Butterfinger.
It can get really sticky in my
teeth.
It
is flaky.
Yes.
It is a flaky candy. There's no question it is flaky. Anyway, Ferraro is the name of this company, which owns Nutella.
All right.
They bought Butterfinger from Nestle,
mm-hmm.
and they are changing Butterfinger.
What?
They, by the way, already bought Toblerone.
Yes.
And you know what they did to Toblerone?
Changed it, I presume, as well?
It's no longer a triangle.
What?
Toblerone is
nothing sacred anymore?
Toblerone is not a triangle, right?
What?
I didn't know that. You normally see it at the grocery store, right? There's a Toblerone.
Yeah.
They changed. Toblerone is no longer a triangle. And what they're doing with Butterfingers is they're using a different peanut. They're using more cocoa milk, and they are cutting the TBHQ and the hydrogenated whatever the hell is oils. Well, if there's one thing I want on my Butterfinger, it's TBHQ and hydrogenated oils, right?
So it sounds like they're just trying to make a cheaper Butterfinger, correct?
No, I really think what's happened is people don't eat Butterfingers anymore, and they're really trying to, and they've changed the wrapper. They're trying to revitalize. It's like when you take a car, right?
Yeah.
And you remodel it.
Sure.
And you give it a new whatever. They're freshening up the Butterfinger.
New paint job.
The problem is there are some people who just love the old Butterfinger. Like it's Coke, right? Like Coke Classic.
Coca-Cola
new
Classic.
Coke, right? That was that was the total screw up.
Mm-hmm.
No one
asked for it.
No one wanted it. No one asked for it. Yeah. And they realized it was bad. Here's another one. McDonald's fries.
Yes.
They suck now, relatively speaking, to what they used to
compared be. Compared to
yes. But they didn't want to kill Americans in mass quantities like they once did before, right?
And again, one could make the argument that that wasn't their place.
So people change things for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to be not. The Toblerone, by the way, was because it was expensive to make as a triangle.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe all those people, they had to have special triangular elves or something. But the Butterfinger is so people will buy Butterfingers again. It's going to outrage the six people who still eat Butterfingers, but not enough people eat Butterfingers.
I don't even remember the last time I had one.
Halloween. Last time I had any candy was probably pretty much Halloween. We got to take a break. When we come back, John Daly is in a Twitter brawl. We'll tell you about that and more. It's Jeff Cockinger, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis has the unicorn players. 92.9 has the unicorn cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. You could win the unicorn cash. Crazy good players. Crazy amounts of cash for you.
That's crazy.
Win $1,000 every hour.
Yeah!
Saddle up. It's Unicorn Cash every hour. Weekdays, 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
MMA fights are B-A-C-K. Back at the fence. And the folks at B3 Fights are giving us a jam-packed card. The main event is a light heavyweight showdown between Teddy the Hitman Holder and Pete Pirtle. They will be leg sweeping and choke holding. There will be rage in the cage at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, May 11th, with everybody's favorite full contact combat sport. Tickets available at the fence and through Ticketmaster, starting at just $35. And for those that knows, that's a great deal for a couple of hours of non-stop fighting. Or stay the night after the fights with the MMA hotel package, a deluxe room, and two fight tickets for just $209. Call 662-363-LUCK and mention room code CPMMA. It's going to be one glorious night of hits at the fence, busted lips on the Mississippi, a gigantic brawl in the Great Hall. MMA Saturday, May 11th, only at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shellbucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shellbucks, you definitely need to call me at Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at $56.99 Mount Moriah. The other is at $71.99 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
It's funny, my last two columns have been about people who believe in Memphis, right? Wallong, yep. Penny DeGouche is a woman, social worker. She was living in Qatar. Is that how you say it? I think that's
I don't know
say
if it's Qatar, Qatar, because I've heard
Qatar,
like...
Qatar, I think it's Qatar. That place, without the U in it. And she flew back home. Her dad died. They lived in Vermont. And they couldn't bear to take care of his belongings. It's a emotionally difficult job. And so they waited a couple of years, but then they did. And when she was doing that, she saw on his desk, just happened to find there on his desk, a pad of paper from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And it was clearly he'd given money. He gave, even though he was not a rich man, but mm-hmm. he gave money to St. Jude. And she remembers holding it to her heart and thinking, oh, gosh, this is great. Like, it just warmed her heart that her dad had given money to St. Jude. And that whole week, when they were working on the house, she used the pad, and she took it back when she went home. But when she went home, she had jet lag. She couldn't sleep. She got up one night. She said, let's just look up, pop in one of these job search sites. First thing that pops up, job at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. She's like, okay, this is a sign. So literally without ever having lived in Memphis, visited Memphis, whatever else, she applied for, got this job. She's now head of social work at Memphis. And absolutely loves it here. Today, I wrote my Valentine to Jarvis Greer a little bit late. His actual 40th anniversary was 2 days ago. But the truth of the matter is, that wasn't the day anyway. Turns out he'd been on staff there a while before that. They just didn't
That's when they
make it official till that, whatever. So, but anyway, again, Jarvis, it's funny. Like, everyone loves Memphis now, right? 901 this, 901 that. I love 901. Choose 901. Pose. But Jarvis was, like, about Memphis well before the rest of us. Well before it was cool. So I admire and try to shine a light on people who believe in Memphis. And it's honestly, this is a spot, but it's also true. It's why Triumph Bank is thrilling that they're involved with this show, is because you don't set up a bank in Memphis in 2006, and mind you, then they go through they continue to grow through the financial, unless you believe in Memphis and in the future of Memphis and in the possibilities of Memphis and in the people of Memphis. And that's why it matters. Like, people aren't irked as banks generally as they are at airlines. Like, I think airlines are top of the list, right?
Yeah.
But people get irritated at their banks now. Their banks are impersonal. The banks aren't what they used to be. And so Will Chase and the group at Triumph Bank, they created a bank. It's now a regional bank with nearly $800 million in assets that answers that need and that is invested in Memphis and that believes in Memphis. And it's why I'm so thrilled that they're involved with this show. And by all means, you should stop in and see him. All right, let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
So John Daly.
Yes.
Is in a Twitter scrap.
Indeed.
Not with an ex-wife?
Nope.
Who else might he have scrapped with? Who I'm trying to think of who else could be
PGA
the category.
PGA Tour.
Could be the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else he could have scrapped with? Did he have any? Were there any players on tour that he could have scrapped? It could have been a journalist, right?
I was going to say perhaps a gambling establishment.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he fighting with?
He is fighting with none other than Walmart.
What do you mean? He is so on brand. He is Walmart. Why? How is he? He's from Arkansas.
Born and bred.
He's an Arkansas born and bred. Mm-hmm. What in the world? Next thing you're going to tell me, Butterfinger's changing.
Jeff, I got some bad news for you.
What in the world? Next thing you're going to tell me, Toblerone is no longer triangular.
We're on a roll here.
What? John Daly is Walmart. What? What happened?
According to John Daly's Twitter feed that popped up about 9:15 yesterday evening, I will never step foot into a hashtag Walmart again, the bye-bye emoji with the shopping cart. Hashtag one checkout line. Hashtag laziest staff. Hashtag goodbye. Hashtag had to self-checkout with 100 items. Hashtag thank God for competitors. He then went on to said that they had one lane open, lane 13, while four of them, I presume being the employees, stood around talking, telling us to self-checkout. So I self-checked out with over 100 items just to have some fun with it and tie those up. And then, of course, at one point it was brought up, why wouldn't you support an Arkansas product?
Yeah, why not? What's happening here? These are his people.
He
is the Walmart of golf.
To which he also responds, so what? I do not support Slick Willie or Killery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He didn't disappoint there.
He's really.
That was on brand.
He's really
so,
going. He's
so
really going
while stepping
swing.
Off brand for a little bit, some of
wait,
the.
Wait, hold on a minute. Did I hear in there John Daly calling someone lazy?
You did indeed.
There is an interesting one.
There was a. Some of the responses
were. You are quietly a fan of Walmart, though, aren't you?
I am. I'm a hashtag closet Walmart shopper.
How often do you go to Walmart? Now, it is true. Now, Walmart is, and of course, my best friend wrote The Walmart Effect, which is a definitive book on Walmart. It is true that Walmart is. Is it everyday low? What is Walmart? Lower prices? What's
everyday low prices.
Yeah, okay, whatever. It saves people a lot of money, like Walmart is. But I will tell you, it has not always been, for me at least, the most pleasant shopping experience.
No, it's not. It's not, but for me,
it's like going to Fresh Market.
No, it's certainly not. Customer service is not their business model. But it's certainly, for me, I know where everything is because I worked for over a year primarily calling on Walmart stores, so I understand how they're laid out. Really wide lanes, and some will.
That's because the people are.
Some of the haters will say it's because the shoppers are fat. I say it's because they have a little thing I like to call floor space. And again, I can get everything typically at the lowest price that you want. I'm a Walmart guy.
So in the Walmart versus John Daly throwdown,
hashtag Team Walmart.
Team Walmart.
Hashtag Team Walmart.
You won't want to miss Jason and John because why would you ever? And then Jeffrey's hosting again from 2 to 4, the hardest work man in show business, 3 to 5. What is it?
2 to 4.
2 to 4. 2 to 4. Yeah,
close
2 to 4. Yeah, that's right. I come on at 5. And then Gary will be here with 4 to 6. You have anything else you want to say?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Stock up on your Butterfingers now. We will be back here tomorrow, God willing. But for now, our work here is done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis. A radio.com sports station.
Support for 92.9 FM ESPN comes from the Environmental Protection Agency with a message about lead safety. Renovation jobs can create lead hazards. If you're a renovation, repair, or painting firm working in pre-1978 homes, the law requires your firm be lead safe certified and your employees trained in lead safe practices. Wednesday, May 1st, 9 a.m., Lowe's in Cordova, Tennessee,
will be hosting an event alongside EPA staff to discuss RRP obligations and training in your area. Lowe's in Cordova is located at 430 South Germantown Parkway. More at epa.gov/led/get-certified.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Grizzlies full off-season coverage.
In a normal world, Robert Parra would have been on a plane either this morning or last night, and he would have stood in front of those reporters, and he would have given us exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, like, here's the thing with Robert Parra. I've given up on him being a voice. He just has no desire to do it and doesn't believe that it's necessary.
What was the old Hunter Thompson line? When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro?
Yeah, here we are.
The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
J.J. Hot Tail here as an ex-professional.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.